First, a circuit court judge in Ozaukee County today decided to hold several members of the Wisconsin Elections Commission in contempt of court. Three members and the commission itself each face a daily fine. That is, until they comply with Judge Paul Malloy's order to clear more than 200,000 outdated Wisconsin voter registrations from the state's voter rolls. For more on the story, we're joined by Sean Johnson. Sean is WPR's State Capitol Bureau Chief. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, Judith.
So you were listening into the hearing today. How significant or surprising is Malloy's decision to hold them in contempt?
I guess it's significant to have a judge hold, you know, somebody in a state office in contempt. It's just something that you don't see very often. We've had a lot of cases in Wisconsin involving voting laws, and I can't recall a contempt hearing actually taking place and a judge issuing an order like this. So, you know, on the one hand, like $250 a day, it's not a gargantuan figure. I think it's more just the finding of contempt by a judge against three, you know, members of the Elections Commission, not all the members. Mm-hmm. That's kind of interesting.
What was the tone of the judge especially?
He said he was, you know, kind of felt disrespected by the commission for not following his order from 1 month ago now, when he said that the state must immediately purge the names of up to 230. At the time, it was up to 232,000 people we thought could be purged. That number is now lower, but the commission has met twice to consider his ruling from December 13th. Both times, the commission deadlocked on what to do next, because you have three Republicans, three Democrats on that commission, and they now view this case very differently. The three Democrats both times voted to not do anything, you know, just kind of wait until the appeals proceed in this case. And Judge Malloy was not happy with that. You know, he said it's a judge's order. You have to follow it. And so the order, the contempt order that he laid down today, is what followed.
Remind us how we got to the point where we are today.
Yeah, what happened is this all stems from this system that Wisconsin is a part of, this multi-state system that tracks voter registration addresses and matches it up with other government addresses. So it matches it up with, like, Department of Motor Vehicle addresses, for example, and it flags people who it thinks may have moved. And so what happened is this system flagged 232,000 people who may have moved, and the state elections commission voted unanimously to send them a mailing saying, hey, we have flagged you as a potential mover. That same mailing, though, did not say we're going to remove you from the voter registration roll. So that's where this gets a bit complicated, is that the state's plan, the elections commission's plan, was to let these people know we think you've moved, but leave them on the rolls until 2021 if it didn't hear back from them. And so what happened is Judge Malloy agreed with the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, a conservative think tank and legal, you know, law firm, essentially, that that was not the law, that the Elections Commission had to remove these people from the rolls. And so that's kind of where we find ourselves today. Is that,
so Will had filed a lawsuit on this issue.
Yeah, that's what got this to his courtroom, is that Will, this conservative group, filed the lawsuit, said that once you identify these names, once you send them this mailing, you have 30 days. They have 30 days to respond. If they don't, you take them off the list. And it's a clean cut case, according to Will. Judge Malloy saw it that way. The state is appealing this. I mean, there's an appeal in the state appeals court. There's an attempt to take a direct appeal to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. There's another offshoot case in federal court. Democratic Elections Commissioners were saying, let's wait for some of these appeals to play out before we take any action. Judge Malloy said, no, I am a judge. I issued an order. You have to follow it.
We are talking with Sean Johnson. He is WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. We are talking about the decision that holds the State Elections Commission in contempt of court for not purging the voter rolls. And Sean, let's listen to a little bit of Judge Malloy talking about this case.
If people are free to disregard a court's order, then where do you start and stop with that? How do you enforce that? What happens to our justice system if people can just say, well, that's one guy's interpretation of the statute? Sure, it's one guy's interpretation, but he's a judge. That's what he's paid to do.
And I think Judge Malloy, they're referring to something that the defendants had said, the defendant's lawyer saying, well, it's just one person's opinion.
Yeah, it was what happened is that you had Democratic members of the Elections Commission on these two meetings that the commission had since Judge Malloy's ruling coming out and saying it's going to be up to a higher court to decide this. We shouldn't act too quickly here because this is going to be handled by a higher court. Judge Malloy said, you know, you don't get that option, essentially.
So obviously we are now fully in the year 2020. It is a big presidential election year, a lot riding on Wisconsin. Put this story in that larger kind of context for us.
Yeah, I think number one, I don't know that we would even pay attention to this story if we didn't live in a state like Wisconsin, where there's, I mean, so much riding on our electoral votes in the next election based on how the map is kind of shaping up. And just how close we have been in Wisconsin. I mean, our last few elections, the state Supreme Court last year, the race for governor in 2018, the race for president in 2016, all decided by around 1%, some less, you know, some more. You can even go back to the 2000 and 2004 presidential races, which were even closer than the 2016 presidential races. We are a very close state. And so you kind of start with that and you realize why so much attention is paid anytime you're talking about a couple hundred thousand voters who might be removed from the voting rolls. That's kind of where this, why there's so much of a spotlight here. And then I guess you look at where these voters live. And, you know, while they're all treated equally under the law, under this ruling, practically speaking, many of them live in cities that tend to support Democrats. You know, they're voters who are more apt to have moved. They might be college voters. And so if they are more apt to support Democrats, practically speaking, it could be more of a hardship on the Democratic Party going into this crucial election year.
And there are those who say, well, it's still not a big deal because we have same day voter registration in Wisconsin. But what are some of the hurdles for that?
You just have to have the right information. I mean, if somebody is going in thinking they're registered and they're not, it creates complication to their vote that, you know, they wouldn't have had otherwise. So, yeah, you can register to vote same day in Wisconsin. And I think if you're listening and wondering, am I registered right now? You go to myvote.wi.gov and you can check it. Is one thing you can do. I mean, if you're one of these people who was flagged by the state and you got notice from the state, you can pop on there, enter your information and say, yeah, I still live at my address. You know, if you think you've mistakenly been flagged as moving. So there are all sorts of ways that the state can address this. The political parties, the Democratic Party in particular, has said that it's going to be doing a lot of outreach to make sure that anybody who is, you know, mistakenly removed from the list is added back on. Most of the people actually who were flagged by the system will have moved. Okay, so you are talking about kind of a small subset of people within this a larger group of people. But again, in a state as close as Wisconsin, there's a reason that we're paying attention to a couple hundred thousand voters.
So if they go to that website and repeat it for us again?
It's myvote.wi.gov.
So if they go there, since the purge hasn't happened yet, will they be able to tell? Is it just looking and making sure that it's the right address?
Yeah, they'll be able to see. I mean, if they were one of the people who was flagged, they got a letter. And so they would be able to follow steps in that letter. But, you know, I did it before I went on just to kind of refresh on how it works. You enter your name and your birth date. Sometimes there are errors in that information, too. And if there is, you can contact your local clerk. But that is sort of where things start. You can also register online in Wisconsin now, which is something that's been the case for a few years now. So as far as what the Elections Commission is going to do next, they actually meet tomorrow to take this up. And I don't know what they're going to do. Obviously, the judge has sent kind of a loud message, legally speaking, and they have to decide how they're going to proceed. But, you know, it could be a situation where they send out an additional mailing with new instructions or, you know, maybe not. That was an option that's been before then with previous meeting. They have some decisions to make at tomorrow's meeting.
And one of the arguments I believe that the defense was making was that the judge had not actually put a deadline on them acting on it. He said that he used the word forthwith, which means quickly,
right,
or expediently. Did he, in this contempt ruling, put a hard deadline on something?
I'm not certain I heard an immediate date. I think he's fining the members of the commission on a per day basis until they do this. And he's fining the three Democratic members of the commission who had voted against taking steps toward moving forward. That's not what Will, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, had suggested. They said fine all the commissioners. He focused his fine on the three Democratic commissioners who had said we need to stand put until this is handled by higher courts.
Well, Sean, thanks for joining us, and we will definitely be keeping watch on this story.
You're welcome.
That's Sean Johnson, WPR's State Capitol Bureau Chief and co-host of the WPR Politics Podcast. We talked with him today about an Ozaukee County judge holding the State Elections Commission in contempt for failing to remove thousands of voters from the state rolls.